Big fireworks displays are a staple for many 4th of July celebrations, but a hotter and drier climate in the West is making it too dangerous to set them off. So, more places are now switching to a less flammable alternative. Colorado Public Radio's Matt Bloom has more.
Connected, not looking good. Okay, what's our pre-flight air?
Graham Hill is sitting at a computer overlooking a big grassy field in suburban Denver, where he's just finished setting up a small army of drones for takeoff. There's 20 to be exact, each about the size of toy cars with 4 propeller blades.
They're looking good, okay, on the map.
They're arranged in a 5x4 grid on the ground, each fixed with a light bulb that's currently flashing a bright blue color in unison. When they finish syncing together, they start beeping. Hill then presses the space bar on his laptop and they take off into the sky in perfect synchronization. Once they're about 50 feet up, their lights change to different colors of the rainbow and float around to form different shapes in midair.
So we got like a diamond shape and then a circle shape. We're standing almost right under it. And so sometimes it can look like they're about to hit each other, but they're actually all about 10 feet apart at all times.
Hill's Colorado-based company, Higher UAV Pro, puts on drone shows all over the world. It's still a niche industry, but growing fast, Hill says. Communities from Colorado to California have hired his team to design patriotic shows to replace their traditional fireworks. They've gotten more requests than they could handle this year from places concerned about fire danger, from Idaho to New Mexico to Texas.
As soon as we turned on our website and started advertising and putting a couple videos out there, we probably had like 300, 400 requests for the 4th of July.
The shows only last about 15 minutes due to limited battery life. Jeremy Gross, an event coordinator with the town of Vail, says they spent about $100,000 on this year's show, 3 times more than fireworks would cost.
It does take a commitment from the communities that are making this change to step up to the plate and spend that money to reduce the risk and provide a new and creative experience.
They're worth it, Gross says, because they're less likely to start a catastrophic wildfire and less prone to last-minute cancellations due to high fire danger. Plus, they can make formations that people likely haven't seen before.
You can put an eagle in the sky, and the eagle actually flaps its wings. You know, the Old Glory, when you put the flag up, it waves and it, you know, moves and can transition.
Some towns, though, are sticking with traditional fireworks, but with additional safety precautions. Estes Park, on the outskirts of Rocky Mountain National Park, is shooting their fireworks over a large lake as a safety measure, says town spokeswoman Kate Rush.
I feel lucky that we have a large body of water. That's a big deal for us.
Back at the July 4th show rehearsal, Graham Hill wraps up his test flight.
Feels good every time.
He says he only sees demand going up as communities look for ways to adapt to a drier climate, even if the shows are missing some of the traditional elements of fireworks, like the loud booms and a big, bright finale.
We're like the iPhone 1 of drone light shows right now. And I expect in 5 years we're going to be able to do a near hour-long drone show.
They will still have his favorite part, though, the music. He's personally excited to see the drones form the letters USA in red, white, and blue, as Ray Charles' version of America the Beautiful plays in the background. For NPR News, I'm Matt Bloom in Denver.